rombo le weekend na turang na marama rombo na wan elewa na bono le bungo New Zealand bungo Sydney na ba city le bungo Wellington na Wellington Access Radio 271.2 FM o rombo le weekend na turang na marama rombo na wan elewa na sana tini ka bani nondo bono ken sa mai bugi tugu tugu na bono le bungo Wellington imbula minaka sa rombo le tugani na za tali na za nimbula na za linganga ni wan turang o Jesus Kristo ka unita ka na bose ni klo na na rombo ni kuwa na biba ungeti na bi tumberi ki weekenda na sia ni dai na ki nimbula ni tabu tu na ki nimbula ni tao na tuku mule vale se na baro tu mulo ni halaka se na baro tu mulo ni motoka uno da banga baro mo ki na mataka ni sia ni dai sa no gitavi mo weekenda mo ki tu weekenda na mataka ni sia ni kwa na Wellington Access Radio na 271.2 FM na sia ni kani kwa au ni taka ni na kauti kenda runa kaloki ni ndosta na lebolo ni vingrami na sia ni dai na kutu mbega mai ni shlandi wa angito si mangande si maizagadaka si maivuli si osa mailoni wuno tunde tu na wuno ngu ni shlandi kapaka itu itu na wuno wali mungu o Wellington au sa wambule tuwe ni weekenda na sia vina kani kwa na sana raba raba kwa lako maikine na sia vina kani kwa na mai la umbeka na kaun robe mbua si mazwata mai ma matakira o kandamu na mai biti tailevu rewa serwa una mosi sende ula labi una roga matikira musa na sana labu kala umbe kina au sanga umbule tugani ena sigmina nikua na hava tali ni wani turang kutsi su karisto
emeni ndi vasoto wana turang na sigmina kanikua presto lande chaka mana maikina kasalivu emeni greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka. And not forgetting Korobau, let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can talaga na leonis ng sugalato, kamani vakarro iti magmana nomani worship centers, so we kamani lotsi po matapo vale, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We nakwale talaga sa Maloa and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and for sure, but let it be so we can go get us vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the melodic and even a katikin and the vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the for sure, so you can come and also worship with us. And let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa we wakambula weekend. So we can sell niloti, loniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can then sell niloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri Nikua to say we nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the hearts that you have to come and worship.
worship God with us here at the Fourth Shore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the Fourth Shore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the Fourth Shore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, I love it on my TV in the mother of Sawati. Program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning, we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can make No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my grace because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damage gonna be one in bullet to be mate, Sakamekovunywa, so we can just look well in bullet. You're actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to know that we can have a good day. We can have a good day. We can have a good day. We can find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah. enda sarsar tu mai na television mai kandavu atul mai viti atulau ikam do mai lawi zaka do malombula na bale buna sama tu mai ikam do mai namukai lau mai kambara mai mode mai koma mai batoniata mai bato mai ono ilau fulang le bataki onge nyimbul benaka mai la kemba mai dia bona mbala mango katfanga tuda nyimbul benaka na sama taka ni sing ndai mai na ese semua mai totoya batalaki na mai nungu enda ni wasu namuka mai matuku nyimbul benaka batalaki mai mwala nyimbul benaka seni mule mai bono batu batalaki na mai kandabu mai zake ono kotu so busar gira nyimbul benaka atu so mbalabu nyimbul benaka kemundo mai na soso mai na viti kemataraki na kemundo mai lombi mai waya darongo da tukuna tukuni alo nikua da baga vini benaka tiku wana turanga hena singa benaka nikua we were just claiming that the asawa will become a region darongo da nikua na tukuni alo mai ingaswe na na kaya tusa na katiko hemeni na kago tusa naka the things that you confess you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Emeni na kago baga tusa na nduna singa na tomba le mai weko malitulama we walk by faith not by sight wala mula tala the weekend na turanga na marama dharu wono ni lewa dharu wono visa we stay seni todo ni obisa we lori todo ni obisa nimbula minaga ni ndo siyama tiku mai sanga ni mula dharu wike mni na dharu wono matai walu dalai na mbuwa mai dalai na maka mai wayabi mai lotoka kipature kuka mai lambasa nimbula minaka we kemba kele ni matai walu nimbula minaka we kemba ndomu na vendela ni nuku mai senai nimbula minaka mai siria ina vendelana nimbula minaka ina singa minani kwa nero itabi mekerobo mbula tiku weekenda ina singa minani kwa seta lani mula dhabi weekenda na leo imiti ni lako vangito vada laka vangande vaka buli seke muni sa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde bulo ni tiku kina kima misa vaka mbula tiku aina fosua totoka tunanraki tombo suwa vaka lindi marabu lalu rei tunai sa sokolami wa ingena kitale ngayi mbasi kalibu mai ombe gai viri awa vaka talaki enu de tambongo enu mayas mataka nisika ni nai nda vaka vili vinaka vaka lebu wana kalu vaka susu manda kuala turanga kabi kwa ya toka ya samu kwa zi ngupa tukuna lange free kwa kereza tukuna mata nisika 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 Emeni, iku somo na liwa, iku somo na wai, iku na kalowe, somo na katumai. Uga mai lo malangi kina mata nisinga. Berli visa ume, na ngaule ni yata mo mata kinoa. Kina zangi rau di nguba, usomo lima di nguba talingua. Senga wakandua ni bau stail, na zangi sulia na kalowe, nisinga wina gani kua. Kabi kenda ni bau tambu, ena mazi una kena wase, tini gandua, ruso mluga walu, ruso mluga liwa, kina tolso mbulu. Ndula kumai vya, kuike mdu bando sa, wala ni zolata, wala ni zolata, wala ni zolata. Eso sa, wala ni zolata sa. Andreke, so sa Andreke, Andreke sa Yara, so sa Yara, Yara sa Abiu. Gai katu kutu su, no longer be, come on to me. All of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Kau kwa, no longer be, okay, kimdu bando sa, oda ni do, lata ni do, lolo bibi, hau na pagadegu ikendo. Hallelujah. Doutor Viken, Doutor Viken, mdo na nungu ibuwa. Emeni. Ni sarao rao na nungu ibu wangai mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano beisureti uo sibi ndondua. Ke tutu na beisureti. Ngoa indua na beisureti ni. Uo sibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kadu wata muri sambula bosi ni kalau kau kau kangata sara kamu zunga ni selwa umbatirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kamu mali ezuru mangai baka takila mesuaka ngai wasia ezuru mangai baka takila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
emeni mena hel talaga nana ona mena nanduri matai kuaya kendera rere bi kuaya kasi talaga ni dua leka kendera rebuni tagarawa kembali mataka ni sikini ndai the solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vaga unge titiko na bisongo songo lotu wa Kristo. Eundo na kamusi teutiko na lotu wa Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
mai tova ko mai mai o ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba o ko eta putu dia o ko enda mo debua ka ko ko lame lo ko tova ko mai ni lo ko tova ko mai ko e pagando nga e onda ni zo lata na izolva o bibi kalim me kana o timu kalim na lube mu ndue mo sibiko ndue mo le kamiko nga ina numa tiko kali tiko na kalou se kali tiko se kali tiko e kali tiko ko ya ina mataka ni sigani ko ya menda lago mai biko ya ina mataka ni sigani na ndama ingara biko ya vaya lo ko mai dira kauta mai na numundu i zolo zola ke na kani volta mu ni sando na numi kenda na kalou ina sigani na kaniko ni ko mbere ni mbumbu mo ibale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through every word that departs from your lips from your mouth or even from in your heart God already knew everything that you are going through so feel free and open up don't mask yourself you're wearing a mask but don't mask yourself when you come to God because it's God knows everything that you're going through God knows the pain that you go through God knows the problem that you're going through God knows the mountain that you are climbing some of us we just starting some of us in the midway some of us we even try to reach the top and God knows every problem that we are going through and that's why he said come unto me because he alone knows the plan he has for us the plan to prosper us and never to harm us and to give us a future that we hope for the Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say it's easy for us to talk about it it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody but if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you so whatever you go through in life whether you come from Lau you come from Naikasiri you come from Nandi you come from Lamasa you come from Mua God knows everything that you'll face in life you have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has sent us the Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have don't you know that you have the power of God in you give by God because of the name of Jesus you go to water the kokongo and book Jesus Christ ka ko pola sa sega ni ko un dina sambula Christo sambula miau o ya usaba ko ti bate ki Christo era ka bila tai hallelujah we want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem because of the situation that you're going through and sometimes it was done by your forefathers or maybe your neighbors or maybe your spouse or maybe somebody else but because God lives because Christ lives you can face your tomorrow
hallelujah
nema kani sambula na Christo ikura ni thuruma na numu vesinga ni mataka everyone sitting here this morning those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook every one of us we are going through trials and temptation the mountains that we go through and sometimes you feel lonely sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through but know today the Bible says come unto me all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads I'll give rest to your soul take my yoke and put it on you because my load is light doutorana no guibua do bulibiau isalo malua galo mulumu do na kunekina na paga de unia lo mundo hallelujah oh we praise the name of Jesus hallelujah and we want to challenge our life today o poka samata katiko ni utoriti kuma ina vida mataka na nitu sokotiko na atulau na ngune rosota kina na marama maisai kapata ke chisu and Jesus said can I have a water can you give me a glass of water and this woman complaining you know a lot of about seven spirits came out from her once alone shows the spirit inside na vosa ngai labute tukuna na yalo tiku iloma hanke kao chisu elewa keko kila mandangana isholi isholi nikalo upataki kwa mosungo If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Ke ko kila na isoli soli ni kalo ki kina ki ko mosu tukungo. O iko na kera biko na wa iko lo ko tuma na bisikali. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Ke roho le nga kenda lutu pa Kristo menda kila na Kristo kenda graba ni tomba le ndele nyoi ke visu taka na wai mewai ni multiply limu ne mulimu nrai ke ina roho le nga mekana kila limu na undu na turanga ke ina marama hemeni ena loma ni wasuasa ke tomba le ni ndele nyoi hemeni ena ngonu sa loma ikina na ua ke wasa kina ua sit down he spoke to the wave sit down and speak to the wind shut up
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every forces in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikia Singatambu, not Tamago Kuranga Baktawa. Via Kavini Singatambu, and I am Nitikona Tinangu, Nanito Valley Sangakina in the lounge, open space, but it's Nanito store. Kitona non don't make it to the Chilakatumini store. Via Singatambu. And I am in a Nito Solana Tinago, Mavaro Tikitona Vimada, Kiton and Dandavo Kitona Yetu Nalangser, Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoni nini tongunuti Bambakau. Langono susurakichumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitule lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying. Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts is still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow the gig. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you.
Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worship God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. And you may be listening today, there are things you ask yourself, I could have done that, I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated, you're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, I begin to...